I suppose that the amphibians here represent, in a way, a little window into a bigger problem of the natural world slowly being eaten up by an ever-expanding human population. If we can help communicate to people that this thing is occurring and motivate them to try to do something about it, then that's one of our objectives.
This week on the Nature Stories podcast, amphibians forced to make a dangerous migration across major roadways and the humans who try to protect them. I'm Samantha Brown with Atlantic Public Media, curating this podcast in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. We bring you pieces about the intersection of people and place. Up now, Frogs on the Road, a vintage piece from the 1980s from producer Jay Allison.
They're defenseless. They're stupid. They're harmless. They're just being stepped on. You know, anything that is taking abuse, you know, in the environment, you know, I'm apt to be interested in.
Every spring, frogs, salamanders, and other amphibians come down from the hills and mountains and make their way to the wet, low-lying areas where they lay their eggs. To get there, they often have to cross human thoroughfares, such as Route 28 in Oneonta, New York.
I've noticed this phenomenon previous years. So I got concerned about it because I would see so many of them getting squashed. And my preliminary data suggests 75% are getting killed. You know, and I don't care if you lay a million eggs, you know, 75% of your numbers get killed. It's bound to lead to an extinction.
During the day, Robert Calandressa works a bookkeeping job. In his spare time as an amateur herpetologist, he has organized a volunteer effort here in Oneonta to try to counter the effects of human movement on amphibian populations, and, more importantly, to study amphibian migration patterns. He calls this effort Project Save.
Save amphibians from vehicular extinction.
The reason that amphibians find themselves in such jeopardy is that they tend to move in highly concentrated numbers, in specific corridors, during the short spring and fall migrations. That, and the fact that they are difficult to see and move so slowly, contributes to their disproportionately high mortality rate on highways. Calandressa says that on some rainy nights along this short stretch of road, he has counted only one frog or salamander alive for every 60 dead or injured. Working with Calandressa is Rick Wyman, a field biologist and ecologist. He says that aside from the ethical considerations, there are practical reasons to care about the fate of these creatures.
First, the amphibians eat large numbers of insects. Second, they are prey for birds, a variety of species of birds. Third, and less well known, is that they help structure the forest floor decomposer food web. That is, part of the way the forest works is that its leaves and twigs die every year, and they have to be broken down. And they're broken down by worms and isopods and millipedes and centipedes. Well, the salamander and the frog is the predator of that system.
Despite these incentives, Wyman and Calandressa often find indifference towards their effort in Oneonta. They attribute this to several things. That people in their cars do not wish to be slowed down or inconvenienced, and that they are removed from the effects their vehicles are having. Also, that amphibians are perceived as being so numerous as to be individually dispensable, and that their deaths are not thought to have any direct impact on the human population. This, Wyman feels, is a dangerous misconception, as this effort for him has wider implications.
Natural wild habitats are disappearing at an alarming rate all over the world. 97% of African wildlife and the habitat is gone, and the Amazon is rapidly being taken down. In this country, our natural habitat is also decreasing. As that occurs and the human population size goes up, it means that there is essentially less natural world to support the humans that are here. So it becomes a problem of trying to help human beings, not just the animals. I suppose that the amphibians here represent, in a way, a little window into a bigger problem of the natural world slowly being eaten up by an ever-expanding human population. If we can help communicate to people that, that this thing is occurring and motivate them to try to do something about it, then that's one of our objectives.
Wyman and Calandressa also hope that Project SAVE will establish the importance of the impact cars are having on amphibian migrating populations, as well as help predict where and when these migrations will occur. And because migrations happen all over the United States, they hope that people will become aware and involved in their own communities and take steps to protect the amphibians.
At the height of the migration, post signs notifying people that there are creatures out here migrating and have a lower speed limit. And also we could use culverts or pitfalls. This is something that's been tried in the European countries as well as some of the areas in the States where they have similar migrations. And that would simply involve building small fences which would divert a migrating population into a culvert. The culvert would pass under the road and exit to the other side where they want to go.
Robert Calandressa.
Yeah, I'm not the only crazy person in the world. I mean, there are a lot of people that think this is a very nice idea. That's a substantial amount of death taking place. That's worthy of note. You know, people ought to do something about it.
This is Jay Allison in New York.
We found Frogs on the Road in our archives. If you'd like to hear more pieces like these, check out the archives of the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. The Nature Conservancy provides support for this podcast online at nature.org/stories, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown. Join us next week.